The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Jerry Sanders, the Director of Nutrition Services, Vicki Coffey. We also have members of Vicki's team joining us, Denise Bolander and Amanda Waits. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality, and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. So I welcome each of you to Super Chat. Jerry, let me turn to you. It really kind of goes without saying, but for all of us, wellness is an important issue. However, when it comes to teacher wellness, I'm sure there are ripple effects when that wellness level is experiencing challenges. So is teacher wellness especially important, and why is it acutely important that Edgewood is addressing teacher wellness?
Well, Gary, we in Edgewood Schools, we have started down the path of being a high reliability schools corporation. And that addresses very specific areas like a safety, curriculum, and instructional practices. We're all on the same page, implementing in each of our schools the same practices, the same programs. We're going into a mindset of proving that what we're doing is working, or if the data shows it's not working, then we are trying to find ways to improve it. The first conference I went to for high reliability schools, they had some sessions on teacher wellness. And at the time, I thought, oh, that's nice, just a little extra on the side for the teachers attending the conference. But as I've gotten deeper into HRS, I've discovered how important it is to address teacher wellness. We say teacher wellness, but I include basically all staff in that, making sure that working with in education today is a challenge. It's I always tell my daughter that it's a lot harder for her today as a teacher than it was for me back in the late 80s, early 90s. So it just became really important to me as superintendent that if you want your people to do well for students, and ultimately that's what we're after. We're after making sure that we're providing the highest quality education for our students and providing them with services that will meet their needs. And if you truly believe that your staff whether nutrition services, classroom teacher, principal. If you really believe they're important in their own roles to student achievement, then you need to make sure you're taking care of them and making sure that you're providing them opportunities to grow. And so I put together a team, and this afternoon's our first meeting, and we're starting off just focusing on the teachers. I have a group of teachers who are going to be meeting with me, and I really don't know where we're going to go with this, except that we're going to pour into it. We're going to do some research. We're going to reach out for ideas and develop some, maybe some lower hanging fruit to address in terms of staff wellness. But also, I really want to be very innovative with this and explore some outside the box ideas. And so I've been doing research. I have some books here that I've been looking at, and I'll be sharing with the educator wellness team. It talks about different areas of wellness, and we're going to explore all those areas. And, you know, the two highest is obviously physical and emotional. And so we want to just explore ways to make sure we're taking care of our folks, because we need them to be at their highest level in order to have the highest results for our students.
Oh, sure. You're right. And I think that as interesting of an observation as this is, it has an impact. The status of the wellness of a factor of your staff has an impact. And students begin to ultimately pay the price for dropping the ball on this. Is that a fair statement?
It is. Our nutrition services team, that is their mission, what we do for student wellness here in our Edgewood schools.
Well, Vicki, along those lines, let me turn to you. As the director of nutrition services, let me ask you a general question. What is your biggest single challenge?
I would say meeting the rules and regulations with our federal guidelines and compliance, and making the menu kid-friendly and still upholding those regulations with lots of whole grains, lean proteins, fruits and vegetables, and milk, and getting those into the bellies of children. So, you know, I often say nutrition is not nutrition unless it's consumed. But I would say that that's our biggest challenge, is just reaching those kids with lots of good, healthy foods.
Well, I think that makes sense, what you've just laid out, and it's a great summation. Well, as you think of the student body within your schools, how does the importance of meeting the needs of the whole child enter into what I will label student wellness?
Sure, and it does in everything that we do. You know, that saying, we are what we eat, is really true when you look at it. You know, myself, when I eat those lean proteins and lots of veggies and fruits, I could tell a difference in my body and whether I'm well or not, and my physical activity level as well. The intake of water is huge there too. You know, we're a living organism and we need water as much as possible, right? That half your body weight in ounces of water. So that's huge as well. But overall, our job with nutrition services and healthy schools is to make sure that our students are safe and well cared for. And in doing that, we need to make sure that we provide that optimal nutrition for them for both breakfast and lunch, and other programs that we're looking at implementing for next school year. And, you know, we keep elevating our programs, Gary, so that we reach as many kids as we can with our wellness efforts.
And that makes perfect sense. Students who have good nutrition, it sounds a little cliche perhaps, but I think they learn better.
They absolutely do, yes.
Yes, they're more in the mood for being taught. When you have good nutrition and a balance, and what I would just say a moderation and a balance, and everything is in sync, you're performing at a better level. Is that a fair assumption?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Well, Denise, let me ask you, as a member of the nutrition and wellness team and working with Vicky, what is your primary role as a team member?
My primary role as administrative supervisor is to order all the food for each of the schools, and then to keep up the inventory to make sure that we have the food that's necessary to meet our menus, to meet those regulations that the federal administration requires for the kids. So my basic role is to make sure they have the kitchens have the food to prepare and feed to the kids.
So you're constantly monitoring the levels of inventory, and you have a pretty good handle on the quantities or volumes of each particular raw item that you typically prepare and serve.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Amanda, I mean, you're a team member as well. So describe for me why what you do is so important. I mean, in your mind, where is the importance factor of it? Where do you see the real value is that comes in?
Yeah, so I am a mom. I have four of my own kiddos. But working in the school system, a lot of these kids are like my own kids. I know their activities. I know their sports and their extracurriculars, and I get to talk to them every day. And so I have a lot of dreams and goals for them, just like I do my own kids. We want them to be successful, thriving adults. And like you and Vicky had stated earlier, it's hard to do that on an empty stomach when it's grumbling all day. But beyond just feeding them, I want them to be able to feed themselves in the future. I want them to look at food and know what they can do with it and how to go with it. And they don't have to just go to a restaurant. I want them to see that it's feasible on a low budget and it's feasible with few items. So my goal would be for them to become adults that can feed themselves, basically, and be healthy with it.
Well, would you say that you and your entire team are passionate about what you do in the whole mission of wellness at Edgewood Schools?
We are extremely passionate, yes. We're constantly tossing out ideas and brainstorming and working on the next new venture that we can do to get more involvement, to get them excited. We love getting out there and sampling foods and asking for suggestions and getting their tips and what do you want to see out here? Yes, we are all passionate.
So in your wellness mission, you know, obviously a significant part of what you're providing has to bring each of you a degree of personal satisfaction, right?
It does, yes. And seeing their reaction when they try something new or something that they assumed would be gross, a veggie that they would never eat and they try it anyways, it's so neat to see them come back for seconds even.
Well, what's on the menu for today's lunch? Do you know offhand?
Oh, today, this whole week is breakfast for lunch. So today is a big favorite. It's pancakes and sausage. We are making homemade blueberry compote to go with it so they can have a blueberry syrup. And fresh potato wedges are going to go with it as well.
Well, Vicky, one of the important areas of what you're doing in nutrition services is obviously the preparation of food. What can you tell me about your chefs?
Well, we went through a process with the Healthy Meals Initiative grant just these last couple of years. So last school year was our planning year. This year is our implementation year. So it's just been so exciting around our schools this year. We've had some guest chefs coming in. We've had a well-renowned Chef Rebecca. Chef Rebecca works in schools all around the country. And then Chef Jen as well. Chef Jen has been here on site with us as well, and she works mostly in the Midwest. So she's very well known in the Midwest in school nutrition too. So we've had those chefs in about once a month this school year. In fact, Wednesday for National School Breakfast Week, which I know Amanda had just mentioned, we're having breakfast for lunch all week this week, and that's for National School Breakfast Week. So we're going to provide some of those menu items for the kiddos, for breakfast items for lunch, so that they can see some of the things that we do sell for breakfast. And that being, of course, Cell, we do have free breakfast, of course, for all of our kiddos at RBB. But at any rate, we are going to do a biscuit and gravy on Wednesday, and we got a special couple of special ingredients with that biscuits and gravy. So we're definitely going to put a twist on it. But those chefs through that grant, Gary, has been very exciting as it's laid the groundwork for us to have our own chef here on site, and that is Chef Amanda that you were just speaking with, Amanda Waits. Chef Amanda comes to us through a background of culinary skills. She has a culinary arts degree. She also is working on her elementary education degree as well. So, you know, looking forward at the future of RBB, we're going to do some great, exciting things, elevating our programs once again with a culinary skills specialist with Chef Amanda, and just bringing a lot more scratch, homemade goodness into those regulations for our kiddos. And then, of course, some nutrition education to go along with that as well, so that we just continue to push the envelope and care, dare, and prepare, if you will, our students for the future.
Oh, well, this is cool, and let's face it, you can never go wrong when there's good food involved, and this has been an interesting discussion today, all on a topic and a mission of importance that many of us may sometimes lose sight of, but I've learned something today about the importance of your work and the pursuit of student and teacher wellness. This is all important, very important. Keep up your needed efforts in. To all of you, I want to thank you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us. shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of the flypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.